So there's a lot going on. We give God glory for.
Give God glory.
Yeah, amen, amen. That's why we just want to walk with Him, talk with Him, ask Him to guide and lead and direct. You know. Amen. I was thinking about this passage right here when Paul, we'll talk about it in the service, but in verse 32 of Acts 20, he says, he commended the brethren to God and the word of his grace. The word commend means to entrust. He entrusted them over to the Lord and the word of his grace. And that's what we want. That's Acts 20 in verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Ain't no other way to take part of that inheritance with the brethren except through that word of his grace and how valuable it is to us. And you see the opposite of that when Paul and Felix, remember he was talking with that governor, and Paul reasoned from the scriptures about righteousness and self-control and judgment to come, and it said old Felix trembled when he heard it, but he didn't respond to it. Then he would call Paul from time to time and talk with him about the word, but he had an alternative motive. He was expecting Paul's people to give him money to try to bribe him to get him out of jail.
Right.
Here he is. He's exposed to the word of God, exposed to a great teacher, but never submitting to the truth of the word of God. Yeah. You see, but when we submit to it, what does God do? He builds us up. Gives us an eternal heavenly inheritance along with those who are being set apart. That's just a great, it just blesses me. You know, Paul was talking to the pastors, the elders, from Ephesus when he gave them this word that he commended them over to God and the word of his grace. And that's what we want to do for each other. That's what we want to do for our families. That's what we want to do for people. We want to entrust them over to God and the word of his grace, that it'll do a work in them to help them and make them strong. Amen? Amen.
I did notice something in that chapter, same chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. It says, upon the first day of the week.
Mm.
That's Sunday.
That's what it is. When the disciples came together to break bread.
So, right there is an example for us to have worship on Sunday.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know we can pick any day. I understand this.
Yeah.
Today is not a thing, but... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I picked up on that when I read that it was the first day of the week, not the last day of the week.
Yes, and we see that in other places too. It emphasizes the first day of the week. And the first day of the week when they came together and they took an offering. He says that when you gather together on the first day of the week, lay aside an offering to send back to the brethren in Jerusalem. And we just consistently see that through the scriptures that on the first day of the week, which was Sunday, which was the resurrection day.
Right.
And that's what it fell into. But they also gathered just about every day when we look at the first part. I not only is that, I believe, in reference to when they gathered, but we also see them gathering daily with one another. He also, if you think about that, go back, if you would, look in chapter number, I think it's 14. Look in 14. We see something very similar in verse 26. 14:26, and says, from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been, Paul and them, had been commended. They had been given over to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. You see, they were entrusted to the grace of God to do a work. Paul later says in chapter 20, he took those. He had been entrusted to God's grace. Now he's entrusting those leaders in Ephesus to the word of his grace for the work that God was going to give them to do. And only that word of grace is to build them up for that work. You know, grace doesn't build us up for ourselves. Grace builds us up for the work of God. And we see that here. They were commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. That's why they come back to Antioch to give a report of what they'd done when they was on the journey. And it says, now when they had come and gathered to the church together, they reported all that God had done with them and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Praise God. He's talking about us down the road. Amen. He didn't have to, but he did. He didn't have to, but he did. Hey, he took that personally, didn't he? Yes. Yes. Commanded us to be a light to the Gentiles.
And it goes on the end there, thou shalt be preserved to the end of the earth. I mean, that's
from now on, yeah. And not only in the literal sense to the ends of the earth, but also time frame, from generation to generation, that we are to be lights and be for salvation. To the time is no more. That you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Now, amen.